Good morning. Welcome to Friday. Thank you for putting on the Windy City Podcast. The Bulls, they moved up in the NBA draft lottery. Can you believe it? From 7 to 4. I played tennis yesterday. Big battle with Big Bill Leff. Tough two-set match. And I sat down at the Little Island, I think it's called, up on Central and Gross Point. I was eating the chicken sandwich. And I'm like, might as well get a cheeseburger, too. I'm just staring at Twitter, waiting to see what's going to happen to the Bulls. Just mowing away, eating my feelings of the decrepit Chicago Bulls. But there it was, moving up to number 4. Of course, it's considered the worst draft ever. Georgia is Anthony Edwards. James Wiseman from Memphis. LaMelo Ball. For the entertainment, I'm in on LaMelo Ball. Give me LaMelo. Let's get LeVar moved in here. Let's get the whole Ball family over here. So, bottom line, moving up is good. We'll see what Arturas can come up with. I mean, look, he found Nikola Jokic. He found Jamal Murray. Michael Porter Jr. looks phenomenal. He also made a great trade with the Bulls. Nurkic and Harris for Doug McDermott. Nice job, Bulls. But moving up to 4, I will take it. The Bulls will take it. Hats off to Lucas Giolito. Lucas Giolito, up and down season, but 13 strikeouts, 7 big shutout innings, 5 wins in a row for the White Sox. Tim Anderson hitting another bomb, his 6th. Eloy leading the team with his 8th. Sox routing the Tigers 4 straight. Abreu 3 for 5. This is amazing. The White Sox are good. The Cubs are good. World Series Crosstown Classic 2020, Cubs Sox. Who's in? I honestly think if it was Game 7, Cubs Sox, hey, I got a ticket. Lori Lightfoot just goes crazy. You know what? People have waited an entire lifetime to see this. We got to open up Wrigley Field or Guaranteed Rate Field. And if you want to go, these are the prices. And if you get the virus, you get the virus. We'll deal with the aftermath afterwards. But we know that people are literally willing to risk their lives to see the Cubs and White Sox in a World Series. It's not off the table this year. It's not. But that would suck, right? Cubs, Sox, World Series. No one can go. We're all sitting at home. I mean, for the most part, none of us could get to go anyway. Tickets would be so much money. But somehow, some way, you might sneak into one game. I'm getting ahead of myself. I know. But big weekend this weekend. Cubs and White Sox at Wrigley. I'd love to go. Yeah, okay. It's 2020. But it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Cubs and Sox. 1st of 6. Some good intensity going on there, even without the fans. Last year, of course, Eloy hitting the bomb in the 9th. That was incredible entertainment at Wrigley Field. This is the last time the Cubs and White Sox were in the playoffs. Can you name it? That's right. 2008. Cubs were supposed to win the World Series. It was the 100-year anniversary. Kosuke Fukudome was doing something. So was Mark DeRosa. So was Ryan Dempster. Got swept by the Dodgers, and Derek Lee broke a pipe at Dodger Stadium and flooded the whole clubhouse and wherever else. White Sox actually won a game in the playoffs that year. That was the blackout game. I was vending. And then I went on the field, interviewed Nick Swisher, who I believed was a great guy. My apologies to Ozzie Guillen. That was one of the great TV moments of 2020. Ozzie going at Nick Swisher. Cubs and Sox this weekend. Looking forward to it. One more thing on Lucas Giolito before we leave the White Sox. Ricky Renteria. You got it. You figured it out. 29 starts last year, McCann and Giolito. Lucas made the All-Star team. Enough with the Yasmani Grandal catching Lucas Giolito. He loves James McCann. I don't know if the White Sox are going to sign McCann next year. They probably won't. But while he's here, let him catch Lucas Giolito. It was interesting the day before Ricky alluded to it. So I think they figured it out. Oh, McCann, Giolito, this is the pairing. And before the game, McCann got with him. said, hey, you know, let's get focused. Let's get dialed in. Apparently, Giolito in his warm-up was acting like it was already the first inning. Giolito never finds the strike zone in the first inning. So he dialed it up, came out, more ready, matched a career high with 13 strikeouts. Way to go, Lucas Giolito. Way to go, James McCann. Way to go, Ricky Renteria. And I'm not saying that Yasmani Grandal is a bad signing, but I'm also not saying it's a good signing. 4 years, $73 million. You don't want him catching your best pitcher, arguably. Don't tell me Dallas Keuchel. Giolito's ceiling is way higher. And there's just been some odd moments behind the plate with Grandal where the effort to me has been lacking. I don't know. I'm a James McCann guy. That dude is a straight winner. I'm not sure the White Sox investment in Grandal. Plus, you're going to most likely lose McCann. I'm not sure if that was the right thing. To me, it looks a little iffy at this point. All right, let's wrap up with some Chicago Bears talk. Apparently, both tight ends are just incredible. Jimmy Graham has found the fountain of youth. Cole Kmet is a stud. Okay, we shall see. The Bears haven't had a tight end since Mike Ditka. No, that's not fair. Emory Moorhead, you were the man. Zach Miller, okay, fine. But this is, it's been a minute. And so that's huge, I would think, for Trubisky and or Nick Foles. Interesting comments. Nick Foles is being called by some of the Bears coaches as like a point guard running the system. Has anybody ever said that about Mitchell Trubisky? Correct. The answer is no. And the big moment at training camp yesterday, apparently in a goal line drill, first and goal at the one, Trubisky rolling out, and instead of finding a receiver or not finding a receiver and throwing it out of bounds, he ran out of bounds, costing the Bears 2 yards, so then it became second and goal at the three. And I get it. If you're covering training camp, you have to report on things and you have to have something to do. And then you have to ask Matt Nagy about why did Trubisky run out of bounds there? Doesn't he know that if he threw it out of the end zone, then it'd be first and it'd be second and goal at the one? Maybe Mitchell Trubisky in that particular moment was like, I don't want to throw the ball to the moon here because I don't want to make the ball boys go chase it. I don't know. I trust that Mitchell Trubisky can't be a quarterback in the NFL, a starting quarterback. I also trust that he knows to throw the ball out of bounds there. Some people are saying he can't process things. He doesn't realize. Look, Mitchell Trubisky's intelligence and his ability to digest an NFL field, that is certainly on the table. But I don't think we need to have a panic because he ran out of bounds in training camp on August the whatever it is. Relax. Trubisky's not good, but that play does not need to be broken down to the level that it was. Can you believe that Trubisky ran out of bounds? He cost the Bears 2 yards in training camp 2020. Everybody settle down. Foles has to win that job. I know we talked about this yesterday, but come on. It's got to be Nick Foles. But I like to see the tight ends coming around here. And another football note, by the way, Rashawn Slater. That's right, I'm mentioning Northwestern out of nowhere. I have not experienced a Wildcat going into the NFL early after 3 years in my life. Growing up on Denny Green and the winless Wildcats, now we got an offensive lineman who's good enough to leave early. Even in, I get it, it's a pandemic and there's probably not going to be any football. And speaking of that, the parents of Big Ten football players who are showing up in Chicago to protest the Big Ten's decision to suspend the season, get a grip. If your son is good enough to play in the NFL, he will find his way to the NFL. It might be a little bit unconventional. I'm not sure the pathway. Maybe it's through the CFL. I don't know. But we're in a pandemic. They're sending kids home from North Carolina. Notre Dame had positive tests yesterday. Would you rather your kid lived or would you rather he died trying to make it to the NFL, playing in a pandemic, and all of a sudden he gets a heart condition? Have a drop of perspective for crying out loud. And whatever, Big 12, SEC, ACC moving forward, I hope they play. It's better for me. But it's crazy, straight crazy. Amateur athletes on a college campus trying to play football. It's baffling. And so the parents, look, I get it. You want to see your kid play. It validates you as a parent. Mom and dad did a great job. He's in the NFL. It's not about the kid. It's about the parent. And I'm sure your kid's pissed. Justin Fields' kids, you know, he's pissed. But protesting as a parent in a pandemic, that is an L. Step up, get creative, find another pathway, get your kid working out, all of it, ask the university, do something like that. Petition for another season of eligibility. Petition for more training available. Petition for a lot of things. Having the season irresponsibly, that's not the petition. Thank you for checking out DeWendy, the Daily. Talk to you tomorrow. Make that Monday. I don't work the weekends. Maybe I will. We'll see. Thanks for checking it out.